Good evening. Welcome to our Thanksgiving program.
大家晚上好，欢迎大家来到我们感恩节的聚会。
Today's a special program because we're celebrating an anniversary.
今天很特别，是因为我们同时也庆祝我们教会的35周年。
This year, the church is celebrating 35 years.
在今年为止是我们的第35年。
And so we have people that have, there's some that have been here since the beginning.
我们有一些朋友在我们当中呢，是从教会创立的时候就已经在了。
And then others who have come at various points along the way.
其他人呢，在其他不同的时间也慢慢的来到我们教会当中。
And so today we're going to sing some songs.
今天我们会唱一些诗歌。
And then we're going to see some slide presentations of different eras of the church.
我们会看这个幻灯片的展示我们教会在过去不同的时间段里面发生的一些事情。
Along with some testimonies from people who were, most of them who were around in that era.
还有就是我们会听到一些见证，这些做见证的弟兄姐妹们就是从那个时间段里面出来的。
And so, Lord willing, we can have a good time of thanksgiving and sharing and thanking God for all He's done for our church throughout the years.
主许可，我们在这里啊，继续的用诗歌、用见证来赞美他。
Let's begin our service then in prayer.
我们现在来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this time that we can gather together for this Thanksgiving celebration.
天父，我们谢谢你给我们机会，给我们时间，在这里来庆祝，来感谢你。
We thank you for your great faithfulness over the years.
谢谢你在过去这么多年以来的信实。
And how you've led and guided this church through many happy times and maybe even some sad times.
你带领这个教会走过一切的酸甜苦辣。
But through it all, we acknowledge you as our Lord.
但在此过程当中，我们更认识到你是我们的主。
And we want to acknowledge your goodness and grace in our lives and in our church.
我们在这里宣扬你对我们教会的恩慈良善。
And so we now want to give you this time.
我们愿意把这段时间完全委托在你身上
that we can glorify you and enjoy one another's fellowship.
借此来荣耀你，也来享受我们彼此之间的团契。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to start by singing some songs of praise, and I will bring up my lovely wife Grace to lead us.
所以现在我们请了She'll be我们的妻子Grace 姐妹上来带领我们一起来用诗歌敬拜神。
And she'll be accompanied by Luke Fong.
Luke Fong 在伴奏。
Thanks, honey. We're so glad that you could all come here to celebrate Thanksgiving with us.As a church, as a church family. So why don't we all stand and let's just give God our praise and our thanks and let's just thank Him for how great He is.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonderConsider all the works thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee.My soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. And when I think that God His Son not sparing sent Him to die, I scarce can take it inThat on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He blessed bled and died to take away my sin. This is my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then shall I bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Seal it for thy courts above.
Please be seated. Peter 和 Wayne， 请放这个，对，按一下那个按钮。对不起啊，我们技术啊有一点点问题，请大家稍微耐心一点，我们把这个录像给放出来。大家还在等待这个技术操作的时候呢，我们把这个顺序稍微调动一下。我们就是请我们做见证的弟兄姐妹现在先做见证。如果等一下我们那个远方的就是给我们寄回来的这些短片可以放的时候，我们等一下再放。
Well, while we are waiting for the technical things to show the audio clips, maybe we will order the program a little bit and we have the sharing time.
大家刚才在片子上面看到的，我们教会从1982年就是成立一直到现在，在这个起初的这一段时间呢，有好多弟兄姐妹就在这里，其中就包括 Richard Young 弟兄和 Sherry Clark 姐妹。等一下就是这两位先给我们做见证。
Well, we talk about that church started in 1982 and some of us has been there around that time, so we'll start with the sharingAnd so Richard and Sherry will start with the sharing. And my name is Richard.
Young.
Okay. I'd like to share with you all what happened when I first came to Colombia.
我想跟大家分享一下我最开始来哥伦比亚的情况。
Well, it was 1982 when I arrived at Colombia. At that time, I got an apartment and started to settle down.
那个时候是1982年，我和妻子刚刚来到哥伦比亚，我们就住进了一个公寓，在那里安顿下来。
And when my wife happens to be 32, but she's 30 young and not 30 cock, so we have two 30s in the church.
我太太的名字叫 Shirley 一样啊，等一下有个 Shirley cock， 所以这里大家不要混淆了，有两个 Shirley 在这里。
Okay, all right. So when my wife and I got to Columbia, we were looking for a Bible, Chinese Bible study group because we were used to attending weekly Bible studies when we were in North Carolina or since our college days.
因为我们在北卡大学读书期间呢，已经习惯了在每周去参加这个查经的小组，所以我来到哥伦比亚之后就很自然去找这边有没有地方可以一起学习圣经的小组。
We found and we started regularly attending a Chinese Bible study group. They were meeting at First Baptist Church downtown.
对，后来我们就果然找到了。当时呢是每个礼拜呢很定期的在。一个教会聚会，当时是借用那个美国教会，它叫First Baptist Church 第一浸信会，在城区里面。
So we met on a weekly basis. There were a few families. There were three families and a student couple from Taiwan.
我们当时就定期的在那里聚会，在那个小组里面呢，有三个家庭和一个从台湾来的学生的家庭。
And also a Chinese couple from Singapore and a seminarian couple from Hong Kong.
同时还有一个从新加坡来的华人家庭，还有一个从这个香港来的神学生夫妇。
And also a Chinese who grew up in Vietnam.
还有一个是在越南长大的华人。
Well, soon after attending the group regularly, we found out that that group of Chinese Christians, they were actively planning to form a Chinese church.
参加了这个不久之后呢，我们就发现这一群人这个小组非常积极的在寻求建立一个教会。
We were surprised about this because the Bible study group that we were attending in North Carolina was more than twice the size of this group, but they did not have plans to form a church.
当时我们感到很惊讶，因为我们在北卡参加的那个小组呢，差不多是这个两倍的规模，但是当时的小组并没有计划积极的去建立一个教会。
So I was thinking that maybe it would take 10 families to support a church with a full-time pastor. At that time, the group was only maybe about 4.5 couples who were working.
当时我在想啊，差不多有十个家庭在一起啊，才可以组建一个教会啊，请一个全职的牧师。但是呢，当时跟我们一起聚会的好像只有四五个家庭。
The group had been planning for some time, and I was invited to attend their prayer meetings to pray for forming the church.
当时那个小组呢已经计划了一段时间了。我也参加他们的祷告会。
I was impressed that the believers they started out their prayer meeting with praise and worship.
我非常的印象深刻，是因为当时的祷告会当中呢，是大家用赞美和敬拜开始的。
Because when I was in the Bible study group in North Carolina, they just start the prayer meeting, they just start praying. And so then this group is a bit different. So it was refreshingly different.
因为我在北卡的教会，我们去参加祷告会的时候，一开始就是一些祷告的事项。所以我在这里看到赞美和敬拜的时候呢，对我来讲是一个新鲜的，又是一个很不同的感受。
Well, a few months after we arrived in spring, it was the summertime.
几个月之后是在夏天的时候。
In the summer of 1982, Professor Chu, was one of the key supporters of this group.
就是在夏天的时候，1982年夏天的时候，这个朱教授就是照片上这个。
And he was diagnosed with cancer, and he underwent surgery.
他当时是这个小组里面的创始人。是主要创始人之一，但是呢，却诊断出了有癌症。
So he went through the surgery, which was reportedly successful.
他当时就这个癌症做了手术，据说这报告出来也是成功的。
But several days after the surgery, he developed complications and suddenly passed away unexpectedly.
可是几天之后呢，却产生了一些的并发症，然后就没有预料的就这样过世了。
Well, apparently, it was the birth of a vision that enabled this group of Chinese Christians to plan to form a church.
当然，当我们回想这个意象的时候，我们就看到这个意象诞生了，就是想要建立一个华人的教会。
But with a key supporting family suddenly removed, it seems like maybe was it it's going to go away? Maybe it was the death of a vision.
可是这个意象的创立和支持者却突然有一个失去了。感觉这个 刚刚诞生的意向很快就要夭折了。
However, the group continued their plans to establish the church, apparently oblivious to the dwindling number of supporting families.
但是这个小组呢，还在继续要成立一个教会，好像对这个核心家庭的减少的状况浑然不觉，或者是看到这个情况却视而不见。
So to make a long story short, before the end of the year, the Chinese Christian Church of Colombia was formally established and had her very first worship service.
所以我们长话短说，到了后来呢，差不多这一年，在后期的时候，就是华人教会就这么成立了。
And the first service was on a Sunday afternoon at one of the buildings of First Baptist Church downtown Colombia.
第一次的崇拜是在第一浸信会的第一浸信会的建筑里面，是礼拜天的下午。
Why do we meet in the afternoon? Because all the buildings were occupied in the morning, so we can only meet in the afternoon.
为什么我们礼拜天下午聚会呢？是因为上午他们都美国教会都在用。
And so this was ever since then the church has been meeting for worship service regularly every Sunday afternoon since then for a long time, and this seems like to be the fulfillment of the vision.
从那个时候开始呢，教会就定期每个礼拜在每个礼拜坚持聚会这个是一个意向的实现。
And the pastor was Pastor Chung Kwang Yao. He graduated that year from Columbia Bible College.And seminary, which later on became Columbia International University.
当时的牧师是邱颂光牧师，他是在同年从哥伦比亚圣经学院毕业的，这个学院后来改名叫 CIU.
He was called to be our first pastor, and his wife Christina, Pastor Chung Kwang Yao and his Christina, they became the first full-time pastor couple serving the church.For a number of years, probably about 10 years or so.
神呼召邱牧师成我们教会的第一任的牧师，他和师母 Christina, 成了我们第一任的牧师和师母，来牧养这个教会差不多十年。
The formation of the Chinese Christian Church of Colombia was a good testimony to our Lord, who not only formed the church 35 years ago, the students also provided extensive encouragement to all who were involved at that time.
当时华人教会的成立呢，是对我们不光是在对35年之前的教会的成员是一个鼓励，同时呢，也是对当时所参与的那些人当中一个很重要的经历。
The charter members they assigned the pledge, which was the pledge for charter membership.
当时这个创始的会员就签了这样的这样一个任线和这样一个心智。
So this is the pledge for the charter members, and it was November of 1982.
这个是在1982年11月份的时候，大家签署的。
No, November 28 it shows on the document.
他们的名字在这个文件当中。
And there was a number of people, and together, they formed to be the charter members of the church.
这有一些人的名字在当中。
And among them, they are Brother Qing Hua, Mao, and Selma.
这当中呢有牟先生和他的太太。
And also, we have Brother Dennis. Some of you may have met him. This was what he looked like 35 years ago.
还有这个Dennis 长老和他的太太。
And 20 years later, he looked like this. He was serving in our 20th anniversary celebration.
这个多年之后，他在参加我们的教会，我们有这样的一个照片。
And then there was our first pastor, Pastor Chung Kwang Yao, and his wife Christina. Of course, you saw his picture before. Now, not only did the Lord brought the Transfiguration Church of Columbia into existence by just a few families.
我们的主不光是给我们带来了这样的一个教会，也不光是使用了我们这一达的基督徒。
The Lord also mightily blessed the church by bringing many Christian families to Colombia shortly after the formation of the church.
同时，他也祝福了这个教会，因为他在很短的时间之内带来了很多其他的基督徒的家庭。
I was looking back on my personal career path. I was comfortable working as an associate in North Carolina.
我看一看我自己的职业生涯，当时呢，我是在北卡 作为一个这个医生的助理在那边工作非常的舒适。
But then suddenly, situation changed and the position was, have some, was kind of going away and an opening became available in Colombia.
但是这个情况就突然产生了变化我在那边的工作不能够继续突然呢在哥伦比亚这边却有一个工作的机会。
I came and visited and worked, talked with people and discovered, and worked for some time, before deciding to come, to move here.
所以我就先来哥伦比亚看一看试一试后来就决定我们就搬家过来在这里工作。
After, arriving in Colombia, my wife and I discovered that the church was being formed.
当我们来到之后我太太和我就发现教会就正在成立的过程当中。
So I believe that the Lord brought my wife and I here to Colombia to be part of the church.
所以我们相信这是神给我们的印证神把太太和我带到哥伦比亚来成为教会的 一部分。
There were only a handful of Chinese families in Colombia before that time, even few of them were Christians.
在当时其实在哥伦比亚呢华人的家庭很少了可能只有十来家而且呢在当中更少的就是基督徒。
But in the few short years, right after the church formation, the Lord brought a good number of Christian families here.
可是在成立了之后短短几年神却带来了好就是好几个好多的华人家庭。
And then among them, these Christians, they were Christians who had served elsewhere, and then when they arrived in Colombia, they were ready to serve here.
其中呢就有好多的家庭，他们在其他的地方，已经是基督徒，已经在教会参与服事。他们搬到哥伦比亚来的时候，就很快就可以参与服事。
And among them, they are like Daniel and Mrs. Liu.
其中呢有这个刘Daniel 和他的太太。
吕家谷，他太太。And Jonathan,
有 Jonathan,
and his wife Dorcas, and we have also
太太 Dorcas,
and also Philip and Cecilia,
Philip and Cecilia,
and also Matthew and Clara,
Matthew and Clara,
and also you know Chuck,
你们知道 Chuck,
Chuck and Shirley,
Chuck and Shirley,
okay, and then.Many others.
还有很多其他的。
And then also later on, Dan also came.
再来后来 ，Dan 也来。
And then, the Lord brought Dan and Anita together.
神也带来了 Anita.
And the wedding was in Colombia.
他们在这里举办婚礼。
And so our wonderful youth ministry took off.
所以我们当时非常荣耀的这个青少年事工就开始了。
The church grew and prospered. Glory be to the Lord.
教会在成长，在繁荣，一切荣耀归给神。
And the rest is history. Since the first pastor of the church, Pastor Chung Kwang Yao and Christina.
后来的事情大家都已经知道了，就是从我们的第一任牧师。
Pastor Chung Kwang Yao and Christina, they have two daughters.
我们第一牧师是邱崇光牧师和师母Christina, 他们有两个女儿。
And then later on we have Pastor Joseph.
后来我们有 Joseph 牧师。
By the way, this is Chris and Emily on next to the Devotion Infant Dedication Service.
这个是 Chris 和 Emily.
And this is Pastor Joseph.
这个是秦牧师Joseph 牧师。
And they have two sons and a daughter.
他们有两个儿子，一个女儿。
And then we have Pastor Wong and Emily.
后来我们有黄牧师和 Emily.
They also have two sons and a daughter.
他们也有两个儿子，一个女儿。
And then we have Pastor Kwan Ming.
后来我们有昆明传道。
They have two sons and two daughters.
他们有两个儿子，两个女儿。
So at least we are at least growing in number.
所以我们至少在数字上面我们在成长。
We give thanks to the Lord as we grow.
我们感谢神，神使这个教会成长。
So this was Pastor Yao in baptism.
就是邱牧师在这里进行施礼。
And you know that we this building used to have a swimming pool, but the swimming pool is now where the education building.
这当时我们拥有了一个游泳池，但是现在游泳池所在的地方就是我们现在教育楼所在的地方。
Okay, and now so Pastor Wong has to baptize with a removable pool.
当时我们一个可以移动的一个池子，黄牧师在那里面给人施洗。
This is over in White Oak.
这个是在 White Oak.
And we also baptized in the river.
同时我们也曾经在河里面举办过洗礼。
And you probably noticed who they are.
大概你们也可以看出来那是谁。
This is 张红。
江红，建宇。
And Kuan Ming was taking pictures in the background.
Kuan Ming 在后面拍照。
Pastor Wong's in the water.
黄牧师在河里面。
And then Pastor Wong also in the bigger swimming pool baptizing.
这是一个更大的一个游泳池。黄牧师在。
This is then also White Oak.
在 White Oak 在那边实习。
The outings. And we have Pastor Kurt.
后来我们就有了Pastor Kurt 克牧师。
And Pastor Tom.
Pastor Tom.
And the English Fellowship,
就是这个英语的团契。
And we have Chinese Fellowship, the Chinese Congregation,
华语的会众。
All right, and so that was the growth. At the beginning, there was a small church. It was expansion, and then they completed old sanctuary.
这是我们最开始的一个建筑，后来就实现了这样一个建筑。
And the newer building, this building we are in now.
新的堂就是现在大家所在的堂。
And then we can fit more people in it.
我们可以容纳更多的人。
And we give thanks to the Lord who allowed his children to grow spiritually.
我们一切荣耀归给神，他是我们在灵性上面成长。
They can allow us to grow spiritually through the birth of a vision, the death of a vision, and the fulfillment of a vision. To God be the glory.
是因为这个意象的诞生，但好像走向夭折，但是最后又在神的恩典当中实现了这样的一个意象，所以愿一切荣耀归给神。
To God be the glory. Thank you.
荣耀归给神。雪莉·夸克。
弟兄姐妹朋友好。
Good evening, brothers and sisters and friends.
我是比 Richard 年轻一点。
I'm younger, a little younger than Richard.
我来的时候很年轻。
When I came, I was very young.
这个实际年纪跟属灵年纪都很年轻。
I'm young both in actual age and spiritual age.
虽然CCCC 并不是我信主的教会。
Even though CCCC was not the church where I became to faith.
可是呢 ，CCCC 却是我成长、栽培我的教会。
But CCCC is a church that I grew and that disciples me.
我来的时候很年轻嘛，所以就在学生团契。
Since I was very young, so I attended the student fellowship.
我现在不年轻了，还在学生团契。
I'm not young anymore now, but I'm still a student fellowship.
那我感恩啊，神给我在学生团契里面有那么多年的学习。
I'm very thankful that I have been learning so much in the student fellowship.
对，我们学生团契已经有三十我们正式成立的是在1985年。
Officially, it was officially founded in 1985.
对，那时候就是正式在 USC 注册，成为一个虽然是华人教会的团体，却在 USC 注册成为一个学生的团体。
We registered with the USC to be an entity of the campus, even though we still belong to the Chinese church.
学生团契的成立呢，是有一些从别的教会来的弟兄，他们是从我们是从我跟 Chuck 从 Texas Austin 搬来，当时也有几个弟兄从 Austin 的华人教会也来到我们 Columbia.
The student fellowship was formed. Through some other churches' experience. Chuck and I came from Texas, and we have a few other brothers and sisters who also came from Texas, Austin.
那几个弟兄呢很有意向，他们虽然是来 USC 读书，他却是把很多时间都放在校园的福音工作上面。
They had a big vision, even though they came here only to study at USC, but they spent a lot of time to do the gospel work.
所以学生团契从开始就是以传福音，在华人教学生当中传福音为我们的一个使命。
Therefore, evangelizing has been our one of our goals since day one.
已经三十多年过去。当中的学生来来去去很多哈。
It's been 30 plus years. Many students came and went.
对，当中呢，很多毕业离开的也在各地的教会中心的服事。
A lot of them who have graduated and left went on to other places and attended church and served there.
有几位还成为了牧师。
And some of them became pastors.
这是我们非常感恩的地方。
And this is something that we are very thankful.
对，我们学生团契的福音工作呢，都有很多年不停的改进，演变。
We have been improving and progressing in our evangelist work in the student fellowship.
对，在十几年前，我们开始了有那个福音聚餐的活动。
A handful of years ago, we started the mini gospel camp.
不是 gospel dinner.
Gospel dinner.
对，就在我们就有聚餐，然后跟他们分享福音。
And during the dinner, we had a gathering and we shared the gospel with them.
可是呢，还是觉得不足够，因为一个晚上不能讲很多。
But we think it's still not enough.
所以我们就开始有了这个福音营的构思。
That's why we had the vision and had some plan to do the gospel camp.
这个起因呢，是因为有一次 Chuck 去参加在 Dallas 那边举办的福音营，他带上了他的学生少亮。
The cause is because at one time Chuck went to a gospel camp and he brought his student 少亮。
少亮觉得，哎，这样办一个福音营非常好。
And 少亮 thought it was a good idea to have a gospel camp.
所以他回来呢，就推动这样的一个服事。
So when he came, he would promote.
我们感觉到非常的欣慰，很开心啊，因为。
We were very happy.
因为不是我们从上面。叫下面说我们要办一个福音营。
Because it was not a vision that we push from top to down.
可是是从他们学生中间觉得有这个需要来办一个福音营。
But it came from the student themselves.
所以一开始就是一个成功了，对我们来讲。
So we thought that as a success since the very beginning of the vision.
可是也有很多的困难的。
Along with the vision, there were some difficulties.
我最记得我们第一次办的时候，礼拜六那天，哇，人很多。
I still remember the first time on Saturday there were a lot of people.
吃完午餐，玩完下午的游戏以后。
And after the lunch and the games in the afternoon.
没了一半的人。
Not even half stayed.
我们当时觉得很沮丧了哈。
So we were frustrated.
可是也知道我们在安排上节目的安排上可能是有一些缺乏的地方。
But we also realized that we may lack something in our arrangement.
所以你看到我们就是其中的一张我们福音营的团体照哈。
So you can see what we are doing. This is one of the pictures that we took as a group.
对，然后我们后来很多次的不停的改进，然后终于我们神要其中有一个故事哈，忘记讲了哈，就是看到神，因为我们有一年特别的困难。
There's a story that I almost forgot. To tell, in one of those years, it was very difficult.
我们都基本想说办不下福音营了。
and we almost wanted to quit.
那我们就问学生说啊，你们觉得弟兄姐妹，你觉得我们需要还办福音营吗？因为我们不想我们从上面又压下来叫他们做。
So we asked the coworkers, do you really want to proceed? Because we don't want this idea to be coming from the top to down.
学生都觉得很困难，所以都说我们祷告看看这样。
Students, coworkers felt difficult as well, so they said, "Let's pray and see."
那你就知道他们也是不大想要办了，其实。
So judging from that, you know that they are a little reluctant.
可是突然间呢，经纬就给了一个 email 给我。
But suddenly, 经纬 sent me an email.
他就说啊，我们常去的那个 State Park 啊。他 buy one get one free 这样子。
He said in the email that the park that we frequently visited had a deal right now buy one get one free.
那是一个 Black Friday 的一个 special.
It was a Black Friday special.
啊，所以我立刻就跟当时的主席啊郑华说，郑华郑华，我们要不要办？现在是 buy one get one free。
So I immediately contacted Zheng Hua Aaron, who was the chairman at that time. So I told him that this is a buy one get one free deal. Do we want to proceed?
他听了就说，哎呀，神都在做工了，我们就不能偷懒了。
And he said, God is working, so we should not stop working.
可是他我们还是不能决定，所以他就再去问一些同工。
And still is not.Deciding, so he went on to ask other coworkers.
可在这种情况下，没有人敢说不做的。
In this situation, nobody said no.
所以那年我们以为不办的福音营，我们继续神自己亲自的干预了这个事情，要我们办下去。
So in that year, we almost wanted to quit, but God intervened and He pushed us to continue.
从此以后，我每次 Thanksgiving 都去看那个有没有 buy one get one free.
Ever since that time, every time during the Thanksgiving, we wanted to see if there is a buy one get one free special.
以前没有过。
There was none before that time.
接着也没有。
There was none after that time.
而且是越来越贵。
But even the price gets higher and higher.
所以我就看到神那年真的他的工他不能把它放下啊，他用这个方法鼓励我们再去做福音营。
So when I look back that in that specific year, God used the specific method to let us continue not giving up.
年纪大了，我就问 Chad， 我们到底福音营办了多久了？多少次了？
As I'm aging, so I had to ask Chuck, how many times have we been holding the gospel camp?
可是我们两个都想不起来。
But both of us didn't have an answer.
我想最晚是2008年开始，可能在2007已经开始了。
I think we may have started in the year of 2008 or even 2007.
对，所以呢，已经有十年以上的历史，神一直都对我们。不定的啊，看顾这个事工的。
So through the history of about 10 years, God has been very faithful.
去年开始呢，神就让我们不去那个 State Park， 改去了美丽的 Myrtle Beach.
Last year, God redirected us from that park to Myrtle Beach.
去 Myrtle Beach 对我们有个好处，就是因为是一月份，所以租金比较便宜。
One of the advantages of going to Myrtle Beach is the price is pretty low because of the off season in January.
对，所以因为很多学生，尤其男生，他们不喜欢跟人家睡一张床，这边的价格比较便宜一点，我们还可以说每个男生，我们尽量给他一张床。
Because many male students don't want to share a bed with others, so with the relatively cheaper price here, we can afford offering the bed for each male student.
你看到那边有厨房，就是我们几个弟兄姐妹在那边煮饭的地方。
You can see there's a kitchen. That's where us brothers and sisters are cooking.
以前我们有香港四大名厨去煮。
We used to have four big chefs from Hong Kong.
两大名厨去宣教了。
two chefs went to the mission field.
来了两个超级棒的中国大厨。
But God provided two other Chinese wonderful chefs.
棒到一个程度把我赶下来了。
And they are too good, and they just get rid of me.
对，他们煮得非常棒，所以我们为了节省这个这个开支，我们就自己煮饭啊，这是。
The reason why we cook ourselves because we want to is because we want to lower the price.
以前也看到这个聚会并不是只是学生团契。
And we also see that this meeting is not only for students.
很多其他的教会的家庭都来帮忙。
And many other families from the church.
他们有来提供食物，送食物给我们的。
Some of them provided food.
有些来煮饭的。
Some of them came to cook.
有些来带小孩的。
Some of them came to care the child.
有些就是来看看有什么可以帮忙的。
And some just came to see what they can help.
所以就看到福音工作是教会整个在做的时候，神特别的祝福。
So we can see that when we're in the gospel work, God is using brothers and sisters in the church to work together.
所以我们的就有听除了听讲道，我们有小组的分享。
So besides the sermons, we have a small group discussion.
你去看到去年呢，我们有那么多人参加，而且呢。
You see, this is the last year. We had quite a group of people who attended.
而且不单只是我们 Columbia， 也有其他教会的人来参加。
Not only people from Columbia, but also from some other places.
像 Greenville,
such as Greenville,
Augusta. 以前有 Charlotte.
And Charlotte used to attend.
有 Raleigh.
And Raleigh used to come.
还有那个 Athens, Georgia 的。
And also Athens, Georgia.
还有 Augusta 的都有来过。
Augusta, they came.
所以就算是个小型的福音营，确实有好几个地区的教会一起。
Even though this was a mini gospel camp, but it was from many churches.
对，这是我们去年的一个团体照哈。
This is a group picture we took last year.
今年又有了。
Now this is for the coming year.
我们通常在马丁路德金那个周末，就是今年是在一月的十二号到十四号。
Normally we hold this in the Martin Luther King Day, the weekend.
还是在 Myrtle Beach.
Still gonna be in Myrtle Beach.
那是三天两夜哈。
Three days and two nights.
要是你有福音的朋友想他参加，请你邀请他来。
If you have friends that you have burden to share the gospel with them, please invite them to.
因为是在 Myrtle Beach, 所以我们讲得很清楚。
Because it is in Myrtle Beach, so we have to make it clear.
我们主要是来聚会的。
We are here to have gathering and share gospel.
我们有一个礼拜六的下午给他有自由活动。
But we only have a Saturday afternoon as a free time.
可是礼拜五、礼拜六早上、礼拜六晚上跟礼拜天早上都是我们都有聚会，他是知道这个聚会他是要来参加的。
But we have meetings in all other times, like Friday and Saturday morning and evening and Sunday morning.
在这四堂聚会里面呢，我们就把福音呢很清楚的跟他每一步都讲。
In those four sessions, we will have a clear presentation of the gospel.
所以你要是有一些福音朋友，你觉得他很有兴趣，可是不大了解，真的欢迎你呢去邀请他来参加这个福音营。
So if you have friends who are really interested to know more.You can sincerely invite them to attend.
要是你有负担要跟我们一起同工的，也是非常欢迎你，也谢谢你。
If you have burden to work with us together, and welcome you very much, and appreciate your help.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you. (Applause) 我们看一下那个录像可不可以放出来？我们请。所以我们再继续用诗歌来敬拜神。We're going to have a song.
We're going to have another song. Do we have the testimonies? Can you share? Is that we had some people who've been here in the church in the past who did recordings of Thanksgiving that we're going to share. And I'm not sure we had Wing and Peter. Is that ready to go? If not, we may have to share it in some other time. But the next segment, we're going to have a song, and then we'll have the next round, which is 2002 to 2008, and that will be then sharing with Jingwei and with Cindy. So if we'll have Grace can come up, and we'll sing another song. So let's all rise as we worship the Lord.
We definitely have a lot of things to be thankful for. Technical challenges and difficulties is one of them. Since I'm in the IT field, I understand this. All right, I'm very thankful for technology. We wouldn't have been able to do that without having technology. But since you're all standing now, we'll go ahead and sing our next song. And it's going to be 10,000 Reasons. We have so many things to be thankful for.
His holy name.
please receive it.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters and friends.
我是金伟，就是刚才谢里说的那个跟他打电话那个金伟。
My name is 金伟 ，and whatever that means.
刚才谢里见证的时候说有人在星期五，就是某一年的星期黑色星期五的时候，找到了一个 deal 跟谢里打电话。
Well, I'm the one who that one year Thanksgiving Black Friday I called Shirley about this excellent deal.
要Shirley今天不提起来的话，我早忘。
I forgot all about it, and except that Shirley reminded me today.
为什么说这件事？我觉得我们每一个人就是有时候想想说得很小心。
And why is that so? Because each one of us, we get something for it.
因为不知道什么时候神就把你用上了。
Be careful, because you don't know at what time God will use you.
所以是得小心点，因为神在上面都看着我们。
God can see all of us from above.
我是2002年来参加这个教会的。
I arrived and joined this church in 2002.
所以在我记得在第一次来这个教会，实际上在2001年的年底。
I first came at the end of 2001.
当时我们家是一家四口人。
There were four in our family at that time.
当我当时在新奥尔良的时候结束我的那个住院医的训练。
I finished my residency training.
因为当时也是刚刚信主不久。
And I just believed in the Lord not too long before then.
当时在团契里面和教会里面我们就祷告，就是说看神下一步带领上来就找工作。
And in the fellowship during prayer time, we prayed, asked the Lord to guide me for the next step in my life.
当时我们有一个就是说一个具体一点的要求呢，就是希望有一个好的中国教会。
One of the things we pray for is that we want to have a good Chinese church.
当时我们在网上找，好像还有一个有通过我们教当时天主教会的一个同工呢，就知道有一个中文教会。
We look on the internet and also through one of the workers, we found a Chinese church here.
因为这个教会的第二任还是第三任牧师是从我们的教会出去的。
And there was maybe the second or third pastor from the church which came from here.
我记得当时我是星期五过来，星期五过来以后呢，星期六 interview， 星期天我们就说要到教会了。
I came before interview. I arrived Friday and Saturday. I had interview with the with my group, and then Sunday I attended the church.
当时在报纸上就找到了电话，就打电话。
So I found the phone number from the net and I called that phone number.
当时是好像是。忘了是一个人接的电话，好像中文说的不太好。
One person has the phone. His Chinese was not very good.
后来发现是Dan接的电话。
So it was Dan who answered the phone.
但是Dan呢，我们两个人在中文和英文之间呢，终于给我找到了一个路，怎么到教会来。
But between us, we're using both Chinese and English. We managed to find the directions to come to the church.
因为我当时以为他是从哪个马来西亚那边讲中文。
I was thinking, well, maybe this person is from Malaysia, so the Chinese is not so good.
所以我记得当时告诉我一个很大的一个路标呢，就是在378上面有一个说有一个银行，从银行一拐弯就过来了。
So I was told that was a marker, you come to Fisher Lake, and there was just going to be a bank, and from the bank you just turn into it.
所以感谢主，我看在美的路上，我们在想刚才我们听了 Richard 的见证。
So I heard Richard's test sharing.
就是他们在三十五年以前跟其他的弟兄姐妹一起建立了这个教会。
35 years we testify for the Lord through this church.
到十五年之前，当我们需要找教会的时候，这个教会已经就在这了。
So 15 years before when we came to this place to look for the church is already here.
所以我想今天是感恩节的时候。
So today is time of Thanksgiving.
是这个感恩的季节，我们就是说，在这个季节，我们是数算主的恩典的时候。
In this season, we want to count our blessings.
我想就是讲一下，从我这个角度，从我们家，我这个我们从我经历的教会这个角度， 来，我们今天就一起来数算主的恩典。
So I'd like to share from my perspective, from my family, and also from my involvement in this church.
从我们家来说，当时我们到这来的时候是四口人。
We came, and there were only four in our family.
现在我们家六口人了。
Now we have six in the family.
当时我们刚来的时候，但他们家两口人。
When we first came, there were two. They were very little.
现在蛋他们家五口人了。
And then they have I'm sorry.
Dan's family has.
Oh, the Dan's family. Yeah, has five. Now, ten times Dan only had two in his family. Now Dan has five in his family.
这为什么说 Dan's family 呢？因为我们当时Dan 的老大和我们家的老三是一起在婴儿室里面长大的。
Because we were growing up together. A third one.
The children's room.
The children's room.
The baby's room. 我当时我觉得过去十几年来，在我们教会最喜欢东的一个地方就是婴儿室。
In the past 10 years, basically loved the most is the church.
感谢主，就是说我们在我记得在14年、15年的时候，我们当时的婴儿室突然一下有很多很多的孩子。
And in the year 14 or 15, we found that there was a lot of kids in the nursery.
当时那批孩子，现在你到外面的篮球场上看，都是。1米7、1米8的孩子了。
And those babies, they are over the basketball fields now. They're just playing now.
所以神对我们的教会，对我们家的这个 blessing 就是加给了我们的很多很多的人，加给了我们很多很多的孩子。
So God has abundantly blessed us with my family, children also blessed the church with a lot of children.
也是感谢神，在这个教会里面有这么多弟兄姐妹在一起，就是说一起侍奉，让我们的孩子，让我们自己在主里面可以有一个神的家在里面成长。
I also give thanks that God allow us that we have a home that we can grow and we can be nurtured, we can grow together.
Right. 我们在这个在这个成长的过程之间，我想我们当父母的都有这个感觉。我们在一起在婴儿室里面跟他们一起喂奶。
In the process of growth, I work in the nursery a lot, so we kind of feed the babies and give them milk.
慢慢的跟他们一起去 camping.
And then when they get a bit older, we went camping together.
我记得有一次我们去北卡的山里面 camping.
One time we were in North Carolina in one of the mountains.
那时第二天早上起来，那个帐篷顶上已经结了冰了。
The next morning, got up, it got frosted over. There was ice on the camp.
我记得有一次我们跟我们青少年团契，待会有人笑得更多。我们去年还是前年去，也是每年的复活节的时候，我们青少年团契有一个 camping， 有一个野营。
And also maybe 12 years ago, well, in fact, the youth group also usually have camping around the Easter time.
几乎每一年都下雨。
Almost every each time, possibly snow.
但是去年没下雨。
Almost every time it rained, but last year it did not rain.
就是我们就说，哎呦，感谢主。
We give thanks to the Lord, it did not rain, yes, last year.
但是至少有两个就是 there's no fun.
But then the two times the kids say there's no fun because it was raining.
因为不下雨，他们就觉得好像那个。
But then they said it was no fun because it didn't rain. They got used to the rain.
Yeah. 所以我觉得这也是像我们在主里面成长一样。
This is also the process of growth in the Lord.
我想我们在主里面成长，我们个人也好，我们教会也好，我们有欢乐的日子。
As we grow, whether it's personal growth or whether church growing, we have time of joy.
我们也有要哭的日子。
And there are times that we might want to weep.
我觉得要是欢乐的日子太多了，可能太频繁了，就像 youth 一样 ，just no fun.
And maybe we have a lot of smooth sailing days and have happy days a lot. Then maybe you say it's no fun.
在我们教会，我记得我是我15年之前过来，所以我参加了我们教会的20周年的纪念。
I came to the church 15 years ago, so it was the time of the 20th anniversary celebration.
也经历了我们教会30年的大庆。
And also attended the 30th anniversary celebration.
也经历了我们的教会这个建堂的过程。我们看看我们今天这个新堂。
And also I was involved with the church building process in the church, so this building being built.
我觉得我的个人的经历，就是在这个过程中间，我们可都有一些。挣扎有一些不是非常顺利的地方。
My personal experience is that throughout the process we have some struggles, we have sometimes that things are not exactly smooth sailing.
但是更多的是我们在主里面成长的喜乐。
But then the more important thing is that we give thanks, we rejoice in the Lord because we grow in the Lord.
我还记得应该是30年的庆典的时候，我们 Brother Nelson 在上面有一个见证。
Brother Nelson was sharing a testimony on during the 30th anniversary.
我的现在记忆力没有以前那么好了，所以老的东西比较记得比较好。
My memory is not so good now, so maybe things from a few years back maybe I remember them better.
当时 Nelson 那个见证我记得清楚，他说是他以约书亚带领以色列人过约旦河的时候。
Brother Nelson was saying that as Joseph was leading the Israelites through the River Jordan.
当时神让约书亚让他们每一个支派的人每人在河里面捡一个石头。
And then Joshua asked each tribe of the Israelites they will get a stone.
为什么捡一个石头？
Why do they want to get a stone?
就是让我们记住神的恩典。
Because they want to build an altar to remember the Lord, the blessings of the Lord.
所以我们也是在每一个过程中间，我们也是像以色列人一样，从我们心里面捡一个石头，来记住我们神给我们每一个恩典。
So in this process, we should be like Israelites. That from the heart, we pick, select a stone and use it to build the altar to remember our Lord.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you.
这边有一个大学叫做临海大学，我们在那边也有一些服事，现在是很高兴能够看到大家很多照片，我们也希望我们有机会回到南卡，很想念大家，这个一直在计划中，希望早日可以成行，回到心爱的南卡大学学生团契。
好，
再见。
哥伦比亚华人教会的兄弟姐妹们和朋友们，大家好，我是赵东高弟兄，
我是刘庆兰姐。
我们夫妻俩是2002年6月9号在哥伦比亚华人教会受洗的。我们在2009年离开哥伦比亚，现在是堪萨斯城堪萨斯城以马内利浸信会的成员。我们虽然离开了你们，但我们的心和你们是在一起的。那里是我们信仰的起点，那是充满爱的地方。我们想念你们，在这里祝贺哥伦比亚华人教会成立35周年。
恭喜你们！我们非常想念你们。我们在以后有机会的时候，一定会去看望你们。上帝祝福你们。
再见。
再见。
Hello, C4. It's Pastor Kurt, Maylon, Naomi. Come here, Nathan. This is Nathan. We serve there in 2008. Youth ministry pastor. Right now we're in Philadelphia working with UPenn Drexel Temple students. And really miss you guys. I really remember the time where we had baptism outside. You guys remember anything?
Love me, saw our friends.
Nate always remembers the basketball hoop out back. So we want to encourage you guys, press on for Jesus after 35 years. Jayo, jayo.
Congratulations. Love you guys. Miss you guys.
Zaijian.
Zaijian. Sorry about the technical problem. Let me give you a summary. And the song was not very loud enough. So for I just want to give you a very brief summary before we go on with some of you and other testimony. Okay, the first one was Peter and Wayne. He is actually one of the four chefs that Shirley mentioned. And he left with her husband, Peter, going to a mission field in China. And the second one was Zhang Yong and Li Lei. And they are now in Pennsylvania, Lehigh University. And the other one is Dong Gao and Qin Lan. They went to Texas, and then they are now in Kansas City, and they serve in a church called the Emmanuel Baptist Church. And that one is Pastor Kurt and Mayron, and their wonderful children, Naomi and Nathan. So thank you very much, and we'll have another text greeting from one of our other missionaries, Paul and Sarah, and then
Peace to you.
太大声。我们家是2003年8月份到哥伦比亚的。
We came to, my family came to Colombia, August of 2003.
我跟我的先生 Henry 黄金泽，我们来的时候是也是两个人。
Henry and I came, and there were only two in our family.
现在我们的两个孩子，现在我们家变成四个人。
Now we have four in our family. We have two kids now.
两个孩子现在已经都同时都参加青少年团契。
And both of our kids are now in youth group already.
所以我今天我特别要以青少年家长的身份向我们的青少年同工致上非常深的感谢。
So today my sharing is that from a youth parent, I want to express my appreciation to the youth workers.
Dan 和 Anita 他们在我们的当中服侍，自从1991年开始到今天，已经有26年了。
Dan and Anita started serving in the youth ministry since 1991. It's more than 20 some years.
他们所带领的团队同工包括 Andrew Chan, Nick Liu, Manti Liu, 还有 Mia Han, 还有目前担任我们儿童事工负责人的 Emily Brown.
And in the team now, at this time, they have Andrew Chen, they have Nick New, and Mia Han, and also Emily Brown, who is the Students Ministry Coordinator.
因着他们对神的委身和爱和委身，他们尽心竭力地侍奉我们教会的青少年。
Because of their commitment and also their love for the Lord that they serve, they toil very hard for our young people, for our children.
目前我们青少年团契应该算是全教会人数最庞大的团契，他们大概有40到50个人。
And now the youth fellowship probably is the biggest fellowship in the church because there are 40 or 50 in the fellowship people.
让我们来看看他们平常就是每个星期他们怎么样的侍奉我们的青少年。
I'd like to talk about how they serve the young people each and every week.
上个周五的晚上有一个玉米田迷宫这个 Corn Maze 的活动。
And last Friday there was an activity called Corn Maze。
距离教会大概有25分钟的车程。
This activity was held at a place about 25 minutes by car。
预计七点钟开始。
We started at 7 p.m.
每个家庭可以自己决定是亲自把孩子送到现场，还是呢在教会集合，再由教会的同工一起送他们过去。
Each family they can decide whether they want to take their children, take their youth to the place, or whether they meet at the church and then youth workers can take them there.
晚上六点钟天都还没有黑，我们已经看到 Nick 已经到教会的篮球场，自己一个人一边打篮球一边等孩子们。
And it was 6 p.m. I came to church and see that it was still has not been dark.Yeah, Nick was already there playing basketball and waiting for the kids.
接着 Dan 也到了。
And then arrived.
青少年们也陆续的到来。
And then gradually the youth showed up.
我本来以为车辆或是司机或是位置都不够，这样子的话呢，我们可能还让他们会没有办法成行。
So I was thinking that maybe there may not be enough for vehicles, so I bought my van here that can sit 8 people.
但是同工说呢，教会的 van 也够用，而且呢，同工人数也够，所以呢，他们可以把孩子们全部都带过去。
But then we found that the church van can take can sit everybody, and they just need one more vehicle, and so that I don't have to drive over there.
所以我们做父母的不用担心，把他们放心的交给同工，我们就可以留在教会聚会。
So as parents, we do not have to drive. I was able to stay there and meet at the church and let the children just go on with the youth workers.
所以呢，当晚上十点钟，这些大队人马就回来了。
So about 10 p.m., they all came back.
他们就说哦，今天晚上非常的开心。
They say it was fabulous that evening.
晚上回家的时候呢，我们家妹妹告诉我，她呢被放在一个四个六年级的女孩子里面的小组当中。那其中呢是由 Mr. Dan 还有金伟伯伯看着他们四个人。
And my daughter told me that when we were talking, that she was assigned in the group of four sixth graders, and it was led by Mr. Dan and Dr. Jinghui.
我一听非常的惊讶，哦，这表示什么呢？表示 Dan 他并没有跟他任何一个自己的女儿在一起。
I was kind of surprised that Dan did not go in with one of his own children.
而且呢，我们的青少年同工其实他们都还单身，他们没有家庭，也没有孩子。
And then a lot of the other youth workers they are still single, they don't have their own kids.
但是他们呢，全部都将自己奉献出来照顾我们的孩子。
Yet they offer themselves to serve our children.
因此呢，在那个寒冷黑暗的夜晚，在那个荒郊野外当中，我们做父母呢，可以安心的在教会里面，或是在自己的家中，非常的温暖，吹着暖气，喝着热茶。
So that was a cold winter night, and the youth workers were taking our young people over there, and we could sit at home or in church or in our home, and we can enjoy our hot chocolate.
但是呢，我们可以非常的放心把孩子交给这些童工，因为我们知道 they are in good hands.
But we can give our children into the care of the young people because we know they are in good hands.
那么那个星期五晚上，我们有提到 Anita， 她在哪里呢
？That evening, I did not mention Anita. Where did she go?
她回到 Colorado 去探望她胰脏癌的母亲。
She was over in Colorado to visiting her mother who had cancer.
她星期六晚上才飞机回到哥伦比亚。
And she did not come back to Columbia until Saturday night by flight.
但是在我们的微信群当中，我们的儿童童工里面，他看到主日的早晨，我们的育婴室没有童工，所以他就第一个回复说：“我可以帮忙，无论是哪一个英文堂或中文堂的时间，我都可以去看 baby。”
But in our message group, because there was a message out there saying that we don't have enough workers, but Anita was the first one to volunteer that she could serve.
这是我们的青少年童工，上帝给我们的恩典。
This is the blessings that God has given us. This is what our youth workers are doing.
另外呢，我们这些青少年同工们，他们每个主日的下午都带孩子们去附近的场地去玩这个飞盘、飞碟。
And also the youth workers, most every Sunday they take the youth for frisbee, sometimes ultimate frisbee.
我想这个是一个很好的设计，因为呢，一方面可以操练他们守主日在主里面安息，并且还可以锻炼身体。
So this is good for them because they observe the Lord's Day and also they can exercise their bodies.
下个星期马上感恩节的前一天，我知道他们正在预备筹组，要带着孩子们到 Charlotte 去参加这个去帮助这个把圣诞礼物送到世界各地的这个活动。
And also, last weekend it was before Thanksgiving, the youth group was getting ready for the shoebox ministry. They're going to give the gifts to different parts in the world.
每年五月份在毕业的季节里面，他们也会陪伴每一个高中毕业的孩子去参加他们的毕业典礼。
And then in May of each year, during the time of graduation, the youth workers they would accompany each of the graduating youth to attend their ceremonies.
他们陪伴着我们的孩子，参与他们生命中非常重要的时刻。
And they were accompanying our children in their most important portions, events in their lives.
所以我要说，青少年同工们，真的我非常的感谢你们的辛劳。
So I want to express my heartfelt appreciation and thanksgiving to you, focus. Thank you.
愿神纪念你们手中所做的工。
God is going to bless you because God remember your labor.
让你们有孩子、有家庭的继续享受神的祝福。
And that you continue to be blessed by the Lord.
还没有家庭、还没有孩子的，神也会为你们预备，并且加倍的赐福你们。
And if you have not yet have children, may ask God to continue to also bless you.And the Lord with children.
我们在这里，如果同工在的，我们可不可以站起来，请大家接受大家。
Maybe we ask the youth workers to please stand so we can recognize.
刚刚提到的名字，请大家给他们鼓掌一下，好不好？谢谢，谢谢。谢谢。
Thank you, thank you.
马太福音25:40，主耶稣说。
Matthew 25:40 it says.
这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
Truly I tell you, whatever you did, for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me.
但愿我们这个教会全教会的就成为一个大家庭。
May our church family be a big family.
借着我们一起侍奉孩子，侍奉我们的邻舍，侍奉我们的新朋友。
Through ministering to the children, ministering to our neighbors, and ministering to our friends or visitors,
and 一起来侍奉我们的主。
That together we serve our Lord together.
愿一切荣耀归于神。
May all the glory be to God.
谢谢大家。
We're going to sing one last song, and then we will have our last slide presentation, and then Anna will give the final testimony. So let's all rise.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now, on the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now, on the weak say He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now, let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now, let the weak say I am strong.
May be seated.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才弟兄姐妹分享很多服侍神、服侍人，非常感动。我现在讲一点我自己。
I thank the brothers and sisters who share that they serve others, and I was very much moved. And now I'm going to talk about myself.
我们全家，我先生归仁，还有我两个女儿 Sophie 和 Audrey， 我们是2007年来到西佛。
My family came to Seoul 2007. My husband Guiyan and two daughters, Wenjun.
我今天跟大家分享一点我在人际关系中的改变。
Today I'd like to share my change in interpersonal relationships.
记得在刚信主几年之后，听到一个牧师讲到，我们都要改变。
A few years after I believed in the Lord, I heard a sermon said that we are going to change.
我当时心里有点不服气，就问他说。
I did not quite agree in my heart, so I told him.
神不是按照我们的本相接纳我们吗
？Isn't God accepted us the way we are?Already?
他说有一天你自己会想改变。
And he told me one day you would like to change on your own.
二十多年过去了，我从来没有像最近几年这么深的感受，我要改变自己。
It's been more than 20 years as 20 years has come and gone, and then this last few years I had the most desire to change.
我天性当中总是在躲避矛盾，躲避困难。怕跟别人有冲突，所以我常常远离人群。
In my life in the past, I have been trying to avoid difficulties, avoid conflicts, so I try to be away from people.
另外还有一个心中一点我不愿意接纳的，就是我不愿意让别人看到我的弱点。
And also, I do not want to let others see my weaknesses.
但是神很幽默，他把我放到专门把我放到一些环境当中、关系当中，是我躲不开的。
But ironically, got a sense of humor. He put me in situations where I cannot flee from these things.
像家庭、工作、教会服事。
Just like family, in a workplace, and also in ministry in the church.
特别是最近三年，我在一个政府部门工作。
Especially the last few years, I work in a government position.
我跟人交往的机会越来越多。
I interact with people a lot. There's a lot of positions I need to interact.
我感到我里面很多很多的挣扎。
There was a lot of struggles on my part.
就像保罗所说，我觉得有一个律，当我愿意为善的时候，就有一个恶与我同在。
Just like what Paul was saying, that there seems to be a law, if I want to do good, but then wicked seems to be in me.
我开始重新认识我自己。
I get to know myself even better.
圣经箴言中说，惧怕人的陷入网罗。唯有依靠耶和华的得享安稳。
In Proverbs, it was said that fear of men will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe.
我原来一直以为我是惧怕人。
I thought that I was afraid of people.
但神光照我，让我看到我惧怕的是我自己。
But God gave me light and allowed me to see that I was afraid of myself.
我有东西我很怕失去。
There are things I am afraid of losing.
我很在意别人对我的评价。
I care about how people look at me.
我受不了受不公平的待遇，我很愤怒。
I cannot stand being treated unfairly and would get very upset about it.
当我跟我先生说话的时候，我总要说那最后一句。
When I have a dialogue with my husband, I always want to have the last word.
不陌生是吧 ？Sounds familiar.
That has been like that.
Yeah.是的，还有就是当我看到别人超过我的时候，我心里面酸溜溜的。
And also when I see others do better than I am, then I would get a bit jealous.
总而言之，是我，我，我。
So in other words, it's me, me, and me.
感谢神，最近几年赐给我一些机会，接触越来越多的人。
But thanks be to God, this last few years God allowed me to interact with a lot more people.
在不同的层次，不同的责任。
With different levels and different responsibilities.
在这个过程接触人的过程当中，我看到了我自己的本相。
As I interact with people, I can see myself, my real self.
我看到，当我越多的了解自己的时候，我就越多的了解人，理解人。
I realize that the more I understand myself, the more I understand others.
我感受到别人，我跟别人没有什么区别，我不比任何人好。
I feel that I'm just like anybody else. I'm not better than any other people.
只是说我没有那个机会，没有那个环境让我去显明我的本相。
Maybe there was not such an opportunity or not such an environment to allow me to make myself be known.
感谢神，也让我经历到，让我看到我们在人跟人之间关系中的弱，在人关系中的危机点不是我们的弱点。
I also thanks be to God that allow me to see that the weak link in our interpersonal relationship is not a fatal link.
而是我们自以为的自我刚强。
But the fatal part is that if we consider ourselves to be the most important one, ourselves is something that become a problem.
就像傲慢与偏见中有一句话。
Just like that's the saying.
骄傲是隔断我们人之间的一堵墙。
Pride is something, is the wall that separates us from others.
是的，谁能救离我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Yes, just like Paul said, who can save me from this wicked self?
唯独在耶稣基督里，荣耀归于神，感谢归于神。
He says that, like Paul said, what a wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body that is up to death? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord.
感谢神，愿神祝福我们的教会，祝福我们有一个跟人之间有一个和谐的关系。首先，我们跟神之间有一个和睦的关系。
Thanks be to God, may God bless us so that we can have a harmonious relationship with others, and then we can have a good interpersonal relationship.
在这三年当中，我在一个政府部门工作。
In this last 3 years, I work in a government position.
头两年的时候，我感到是。工作当中的气氛，所以我就开始为整个我们的组祷告。
The first 2 years, I was kind of worried about the atmosphere, so I prayed for my group.
当我离开的时候，我看到环境的变化。
But at the time that I left, I noticed there was major changes.
现在我在另外一个政府部门工作。
Now I work in another department.
我有一种负担，为整个的 agency 的基督徒祷告。
I have a burden to pray for all the Christians over there.
感谢神，神给我们每个人一个呼召，别小看自己。
Thanks be to God, God gave each one of us a calling. Do not look down upon yourself.
还有这一年来，我养成一个习惯，每天晚上去散步，差不多每天。
And this couple of years, I developed a habit. Every night, almost every night, I would go outside and walk.
大概在这一个多小时的一个来小时的散步当中，我去听英语的圣经，而且跟着一起读。
And also during this time of almost about an hour, I would listen to English Bible and sometimes I read along.
也在训练自己的英语。
Also, I train my English.
前几天我听到一句，正好我现在一直在听罗马书。
Last couple of days, I heard this one. This is the Book of Romans.
正好一句话就在我的脑袋里面，在我的耳边，就是为逼迫你的人祷告。
And this verse is popping up, pray for those who persecute you.
我心里一亮， then, 我就。开始为我心中很不情愿的那些人祷告。
Then I started praying for people that I did not really want to pray for.
很奇妙的是。
Miraculously.
我禁锢的心和思绪被释放。
My heart that was in bondage was set free.
那种自由从我的心里涌起。
That freedom wells up from the depth of my heart.
那种喜乐充满了我。
And I was filled with joy.
愿神祝福你们。
May God bless you.
谢谢大家。
主耶稣接纳我深深地疼爱我，领我入主爱之家，他温柔慈爱溶解了我所有的忧伤，他奇妙双手细数过我每一根头发，我如此不配的主慈爱呼唤不曾停下，我一生一世愿为主善良，
非常感谢大家今天的参与啊！刚才这个短片是新南弟兄和这个锋利姐妹制作的，还看到锋利姐妹特别跟谁很像啊？你没看到？
Thank you for the for coming, and then that video was about Xinnan and Fengli.
谢谢大家来参与。今天我们最后就是结束了祷告，然后我们就祝大家的感恩节快乐。
And your closing prayer.
天父，我们谢谢你在过去35年与 CCCC 同行。
Our dearly Father, we give you thanks that you'll be with us in this past 35 years with CCCC.
从4-5个非常有意向的家庭开始
，starting with four five families with visions.
你祝福了成百上千个家庭，有来有去的，他们到世界其他的地方去继续的为主做工。
You have blessed hundreds or maybe thousands of families. They have come, they have gone, and they serve the Lord in other places.
我们深信你在接下来的年日当中会继续的祝福我们。
We trust that in the upcoming years, you will continue to bless us.
也使用我们这些卑微的器皿来荣耀你自己的名。
And use these lowly instruments to glorify your name.
因为你是供应的神，你是安慰的神，你是值得我们荣耀、敬拜和侍奉的神。
Because God, you are God who provides, you are God who consoles, you are the God who is worthy of our worship.
一切的感谢颂赞都归给你。
May all thanksgiving and all praise be to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家晚安，希望大家可以度过一个非常愉快的感恩节。
Good night and happy Thanksgiving.
谢谢。
Thank you.